Hospital. Beastly complaint. Dear sir, I expect you wonder what has become of me, as you have not heard from me for such a long time. The reason is that since the 20th of September, I've been suffering with enteric typhoid. The exact diagnosis of my case being paratyphoid B. I have not been up 3 weeks until next Friday. But since I first got out of bed, I have made splendid progress. I was in an isolation hospital in France for 6 weeks, and previous to that, in a hospital for 8 days. I arrived here late last Wednesday night after a very decent journey. This is a beautiful palace, surrounded by a park in which we can walk about, and we were allowed to go to the post office, which is quite near. I'm quite happy and comfortable here. It is a splendid hospital. We have a concert or cinema nearly every night in the big hall. Food is good and plentiful. And how long it will be before I am considered fit again, I have no notion. As a rule, it takes months for a person to get right again. It is a very funny and beastly complaint. During the whole time I have been in hospital, I have received every attention and kindness. During the months of July and August, when I was in the Somme district, I had a very rough time indeed. I was nearly worked to death and had little sleep. At one period, we had to commence work at 2 a.m. But we were supposed to rest in a day, but we couldn't get in anywhere. However, I was all in a good cause, and, well, we got through it in the end. Ambulance trains were loaded up at the station where I was, and, well, we saw some awful sights. English and German wounded. Perhaps I picked my fever up at that place, but no one knows, really. While I was in the isolation hospital in France, I was kept for 3 weeks, and for 2 days on liquids, but I'm pleased to say that the doctor has now put me on an ordinary diet. With the kindest regards and best wishes to all, I remain yours obediently, Arthur Smith.